Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now.
Hey, everybody. I'm weekend meteorologist Elizabeth Hart from Local 6. You are listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, I on Central Florida.
Welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, Ion Central Florida, proudly broadcasting from Frank's Place, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And if it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I am being joined by Jimmy Pappas, who is a great singer, songwriter, performer, as we are talking about trap rock performer, and he does a lot of great original music. And we want to talk about the venues in just a minute, but, you know, I'm sure that our audience is wondering about the song Margaritaville. I mean, is that kind of the trap rock equivalent to Freebird?
I guess so, yeah. I guess that really put Jimmy Buffett on the map, you know. I think Margaritaville wasn't until around 1977 or something, but it only made it to number 13 or 14 or something. It wasn't a number one song, but boy, it's created a whole world for Jimmy Buffett. Margaritaville, everything, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about some of the venues that you play. As I think our audience is wondering if some of those are right on the beach, and they are. So why don't you tell us some of the places you're playing?
Well, we've been with the Trop Rock music. We've been lucky to play many, many nice spots. And you do wind up on the beach quite often. Matter of fact, this summer, I do play Margaritaville here in Orlando at Universal occasionally, maybe once, twice a month. But I will be playing Margaritaville Key West for the second week of June for solo for the whole week. I think it's the 10th through the 15th of June, 2014. I'll be in Key West for a whole week. And we've been all around, you know, islands, and you, if there's a beach bar, Trop Rock should be there. You know, it just goes; they go together. You know, you know, with the Parrot Head festivals that we do all over the country, we could be in New England in the middle of the winter and take over a hotel for a few days, and it's going to feel like you're in Hawaii because it's all about the tropical attitude.
Oh, okay. So yeah, there is that definite tropical attitude, and I think that's probably what attracts some people to the music, especially on when they have their choice and they're on the beach, that this is very appropriate beach music then.
It is. It's good stuff to listen to on your boat, driving your car, and you know, when you're stuck in a wintry place, it's a good escape.
And we were talking a little bit, Jimmy, about, you know, the Parrot Head movement, and I want to talk a little bit about that now because a lot of people know a little bit about that. They probably think that, like I did, that basically they're Jimmy Buffett groupies, but it goes beyond that. It goes to, you know, charity. It goes for original music. So why don't you tell us about this Parrot Heads?
It does. The Parrot Head clubs that are all over the world now, different chapters, a lot of people think that they're just, you know, Jimmy Buffett fans that like to drink margaritas, but they really do all of their events and all of their festivals, concerts, everything else, from beach cleanups to walks for cancer to hundreds of different charities. All of their events are for charity, and they raise millions. A lot of people don't realize it, but it's all for a good cause, the Parrot Heads. And you can go to PHIP.com. That's ParrotHeadsInParadise.com. And that's basically the core website if you want to look up your local Parrot Head chapter and go down and join. We got Central Florida Parrot Heads right here. We have Tampa Bay Parrot Heads. We have... any place you go, there's going to be a Parrot Head Club. Anywhere from Nebraska to the Caribbean, you know, they're everywhere. So get involved. It's a great thing, and check it out.
And you were mentioning, Jimmy, that with these Parrot Heads, there's a lot of, like, conventions, a lot of get-togethers. And do they have bands? Do you play those, too? Or?
Yes, they have bands. Most of these things turn out to be full-blown music festivals of all original music. And, like, our Central Florida Parrot Heads here, they do an event every January called Fruitcakes in the Alley. They do it right here at the Altamont Lanes. 3 days of bowling and music, and they raise a lot of money, and they do a wonderful job. Yeah, check it out. You know, people should get involved with the Parrot Heads. It's a lot more than what you think it might be, and it's all great original music, all for a good cause.
And now with your music, Jimmy, now as far as like the demographic or the ages or makeup of the audience, you know, we would think that, you know, maybe some older folks, but do you get a lot of kids or teenagers? I mean, is this trap rock movement kind of moving toward all demographics?
Well, it has branched out big time over the last few years, last 5 or 10 years, really, because now, you know, big time country artists like Kenny Chesney, Zach Brown, you know, they're in the trap rock genre. And then you also have, you know, like Jack Johnson from, you know, Hawaii. You know, that's a little bit more of a younger crowd, and that's inside the trap rock. So you know, it goes from, I mean, it really can make a lot of people happy. And reggae, it's just, there's so many different genres that create trap rock, from blues, Americana, reggae, country, classic rock. It's almost endless what compiles to create trap rock.
And we know, Jimmy, that you play, you know, the regular drums, and you mentioned that you have a great artist doing the steel drums, but I wanted to ask, have you ever tried playing the steel drums yourself, or do you?
I have a steel drum, but I haven't really crossed that bridge yet. But I do play on my CDs. I play all the drums, all the guitars, all the vocals, some harmonica, a little bit of keyboards. But I haven't. When I have a guy like John Patti, and you can check him out at johnpatti.com, PATTI, on steel drums. You know, he's a virtuoso, so. I haven't tried my hand on the steel drums yet, but I do have one, and it is on my bucket list.
And we want to let our audience know, Jimmy, that you've traveled all over the world and all over the place, and I know that trap rock goes very good in Florida. Is there any state or any other place that you didn't think that trap rock would catch on, but it's a big sensation there?
Well, I'd like to tell you that I play drums for a band called Jim Morris and the Big Bamboo Band. And he's been around for a long time. I'm very lucky to be his drummer. And we play all over the country, different Parrothead festivals. Jim also does trips, fan trips. In the past, we've just done Bimini for a week. We went to Costa Rica for a week. We brought over 110 people to Costa Rica. He'll get his fans together. This year he's doing Tahiti. What he does is he just basically invites all his fans on a trip, and then we do a couple of concerts and have a great time. But the trap rock thing is even branching out over into Europe now. Norway, England, you know, places where you need trap rock, you know, you need to escape. The whole Hawaii thing, you know, is really getting bigger. And Canada, there's Parrothead clubs in Canada, everywhere. So it's really expanding. And what we'd like to do is get trap rock to be an actual genre. Because right now it's not.
Oh, it's not, huh?
If you look on iTunes, there's no such thing as trap rock. And that's one of the things that Tom and Michelle Becker from the Trap Rock Music Association are trying to help happen.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely have to get on there, get that on there. That's too bad. But, yeah, maybe our audience could write and, you know, where can our – if our audience wants to – where can they write to say, hey, we want trap rock as a genre?
You know, I'm not sure how that works on iTunes and all of that, but it's definitely expanding, you know. I mean, Jimmy Buffett, I guess he's under country. But but he's, you know, he's everything, you know, and so this music, you know, like I said, it brings together so many different variations of styles. There's a lot of things can be trap rock. That's one of the problems. It can't be boxed. It's really a wide open field.
And we want to let our audience know, Jimmy, that now you have actually performed with Jimmy Buffett. Is that right?
I've performed with all of Jimmy Buffett's band.
Okay, his band.
Everybody but Jimmy.
Oh.
I've never been on stage with
That's your
Jimmy.
Next goal.
Yeah, that could happen. I've been close. like I said before, my friend Doyle Grisham is on the new CD for a couple of tracks on Pedal Steel and Dobro. But I have been very lucky to be around all those guys. And every year, the National Parrothead Convention, which is called Meeting of the Minds, which happens the first week in November in Key West every year, you'll find most of the Coral Reefer band there and other name acts. I mean, we've opened up for Little Feet, Jerry Jeff Walker. In my career, I've played with, when I was playing drums for Chubby Checker, I mean, we would play with Little Richard, so many of my great heroes from childhood did shows with Dick Clark, and all of the British rock bands, Herman's Hermits. It just kind of goes on and on. But I have a great love for the 60s music, 70s music, and I'm still glad to be doing it here in 2014. It's crazy.
Okay, Jimmy, with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back for our last segment of our program today. My guest is Jimmy Pappas, who's a great singer, songwriter, performer, trop rock performer, and we're going to try to get that trop rock as an official genre there, too. You are listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, Ion Central Florida. Definitely have our Ion Central Florida, proudly broadcasting from Frank's Place, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida, and stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.